tomorrow. Get a chance to hear us. Well, we get to think through together and maybe even feel through together with our emotions the significance of doing what our Creator has commanded His people to do, His people who are called by His name. We're going to be focusing on the power of turning away, specifically turning away from wickedness. So often we want healing, whether for our bodies, our minds, our souls, our land, you name it, any combination of healings. And we fail to do. And I'm talking about those of us who are called by the Lord's name. We fail to do what He requires of us. And one of those things is to turn away from our wicked ways. Sunday, we're going to be focusing on some of those specific wicked ways that we need to be turning away from. And these won't be, you know, just our idea of what wicked ways are. We're going to be bringing it from the Word, finding out what God considers wicked. So we know what we need to turn away from in addition to praying for healing. We are also going to hear a conversation that I had previously with an outstanding composer. Man, he is a great singer and a great pianist too. Award-winning composer, Jeff Bumgardner. We had a great conversation. I tell you what, I like his music. I like his spirit. He's a great person. We're going to have the conversation brought back to you. I know a lot of you missed it, and we don't have it posted, published on the site, so you're not able to go back and capture it. No fear. Have no fear. We're going to go ahead and bring that back to you this Sunday. And then, of course, it will be online so that you can hear it at your will. Listen online at your convenience. That's what we call it, convenience listening, because you do get the chance to listen at your convenience, whenever, wherever. All right. Now, before we go any further, I want us to take a look at something. I want to ask you something. When it comes to this whole notion of the internet and how, I want to say, ubiquitous it has become. I mean, this internet is everywhere. I mean, you think about it now. We have a lot of people who are frequently accessing the internet for the purpose of connecting on social media. We have people on the internet reading news. We have people on the internet listening to music. We have people on the internet conducting research. You name it, you name it, you name it. We are online. Now, here's a question that I have. We know that a lot of people have short attention spans. We hear a lot about that with regards to the millennial generation and maybe younger. Short attention spans. Now, some of that has been blamed on or attributed to the fact that waiting is something that just isn't done as much in this world, particularly in this country, for sure, as it's been done in the past. I mean, how many of you can remember a time when you would go through the, should I call it, fast food restaurant, the hamburger joint, and you might have to wait 15 minutes or so, 10, 15 minutes for your food because they were cooking it. It was cooked to order. And it was at the time that you placed your order that your food was cooked. I don't mean just put in the bag. A lot of you know what I'm talking about. You've been here. Not a matter of them taking 3-4 minutes, maybe 5, to take already cooked food and put it in the wrappers and then in the bags or the boxes for us. No, I'm talking when you place the order. I'd like a double burger with cheese. I'd like fries, etc. That's when they cooked it. As time went on, the decision was made to kind of speed things up for people. And They started having the food already cooked and waiting. So many reasons, and you know, people say, well, goodness, you know, fast food is really fast now. You don't have to wait long. Now, if you go to what some people call a sit-down restaurant, and you're ordering from the menu, etc., you might still have to wait 10, 15 minutes for your food. Cool. I like the idea of not having whatever meat and potatoes and veggies I'm going to be eating, having had them back there sitting for the last 2 or 3 hours, just waiting to be warmed up. No, I appreciate them for cooking that food after I ordered it. But some people will say, hey, look, you know, fast food restaurants, it's all about speed. Get them in, get them out. They're looking at faster and faster ways to deliver products that we order. All about fast pace, fast pace. Some people say, though, that the internet contributed to these shorter attention spans. What are your thoughts about that? Well, Seeker.com has a very interesting take on this. Causes of these shorter attention spans. Let's check it out.
Okay, enough of that. Today, we're going to talk about how our obsession with information is changing the world out here. I'm talking about the stuff that you do on your phone and how it's going to be changing everything else that you do when you're not on your phone. We're going to talk about the history and engineering and politics of information obsession and so much more. Again, make sure you subscribe. Let's kick into it. Okay, so at the end of Act One, we were talking about getting obsessed and how they get you obsessed, they with the quotes around it. But does that matter? What could it possibly do? And what could that do to us is an interesting question, right? But first we have to understand how many people are actually out there on the internet. Internet usage has exploded. The International Telecommunications Union found in 2000 that there were 738 million people on the internet all over the world. That's not very many relative to the world population of 6 billion or more, right? That's it, just 738 million people. In 2015, it was 3.2 billion people. That's like half of every human that we know exists in the universe, and they're all on the internet. You know, maybe there are other humans somewhere else. We'll have to wait till Daniel figures out the Stargate to do that, but whatever. On average, Americans spend 10 hours a day staring at their screens, and that's at minimum. For me, it's a lot more because, you know, I'm staring at screens for you all. What we wanted to know is what all this screen time is doing out in the world. Is it really changing things? Not just in the Estados Unidos, you know? We're changing the infrastructure of countries all over the planet in response to us being obsessed with sucking information out of the internet.
Wow, changing the infrastructure of countries all over the world because of our interest in all things internet. Let's listen to some more in just a few.